Prepare the way of the Lord and make straight his paths. This message we hear more than 2 times a year, mostly in our Sunday readings. John the Baptist, with his message, he occupies one of the Sundays in Advent, season of Advent, also in season of Lent. John the Baptist, his time of struggle and renewal at the desert is a big message for us to reflect today. His time of struggle and renewal. Even this sort of his desert experience attracted Jesus. Even the Lord spent 40 days in a desert. John the Baptist decided to go to a desert, but he decided never to stay in the desert, but to be back to Jordan River. His mission was waiting there with a great voice, telling, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. He became famous in his own way. Even though just known one to be known to be a special person to his parents, his father Zachariah and mother Elizabeth, but not to the public. However, what made even religious leaders and the rulers to come to him from Herod, even to the ordinary people going to him. Something they heard about him that attracted all these people to him. A man, John, being clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, being fed on locusts and wild honey. And this man leads a very austere life. That message, all what they got, attracted them to this man. John the Baptist clearly presented himself as a man of God. The people admired and trusted him as a person of holiness and integrity. This may have caused people to think that he might be the Messiah. He was a man of remarkable austerity. His appearance among them was sudden, befitting the sign of a Messiah who would come from nowhere. His mighty voice shook them from their slumber and listless attitude. But John the Baptist wondered, what brought them all here? That's why he told them, who want you all to flee from the coming wrath? And you are all here. Who want you all? What type of warning that you had? Even the Lord Jesus was drawn there. Attracted. John led himself to the desert to become John the Baptist, a prophet, a messenger, a forerunner of the Messiah to come. He never considered himself Messiah. The nation of Israel was taken into a desert from all top religious leaders to the soldiers and everyone. They were taken to that desert where John the Baptist was spending time, good number of years. That is to show them a nothingness, to realize that the only their Lord can take them back to the blessed land. That was to Jordan River, then to Jerusalem. Going back to the old nation of Israel, which we all know that they were taken to the desert. No food available, no water. All that is to show them, again, nothingness, to realize only their Lord can provide all what they need. The dangers any desert present to a human survival can be a warning of what life becomes when God is evicted from our lives. We heard from Isaiah, a voice crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, that the glory of the Lord shall be revealed and all people shall see it together. Now we could understand the intention of Yahweh, God the Father, taking them to the desert. And John the Baptist attracted these people to the desert. One day, a young lady was driving along with her father in a car. They came upon a storm. And the young lady asked her father, what should I do now? The father said, honey, keep driving. Cars began to pull over to the side. The storm was getting worse. The young lady again asked her father, Dad, what should I do? The father replied, keep driving. On up a few feet, she noticed that a few four-wheelers ahead of her were also pulling over. Now she told her dad, Dad, I must pull over. I can barely see ahead. It is terrible. And I see everyone is pulling over. Then her father told her, don't give up. Just keep driving. Now the storm was terrible, but she never stopped driving as instructed by her father. Soon she could see a little more clearly. After a couple of miles, she was again on a dry land, no storm, no rain. The sun came out. Her father said, now you can pull over and get out. She said, Dad, but why now? The father said, when you get out, look back at all the people that gave up and are still in the storm. Because you never gave up, your storm is now over. Since you did not give up, your storm is now over. No storm here. Let never be never in our lives. John the Baptist, he says to those people who were there to see him in the desert, don't get struck with me. Don't get struck with me. You came to see me in the desert, and I have brought you to River Jordan. Don't think this is the best place for you to stay and rejoice. But there is someone coming who is going to take you to the different fertile land experience, kind of fertile land experience. Look for him. Don't get stuck here. He is going to take you to Eden Garden. One mightier than me is coming, who is going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. I just cleansed you from your sins, but he is to enlighten you for a life which has a meaning. John the Baptist tells us with his own desert experience. We are to look for a desert experience, not going to a desert, but taking us to a state where we find ourselves completely lost. Nothing, what I am, where I am, who I am, that type of a state. Then we would realize that type of desert experience can humble us, as that did to John the Baptist. That will tell us that what we have done and what we have achieved and what we have attained from part of our ability is greater than we can imagine. Our desert experience can reveal what is in our hearts, what I am today and what I can be tomorrow. That led John the Baptist to the wilderness near Jordan River with the people who came to see him. What I am today and what I can be tomorrow. He had that beautiful vision of tomorrow from desert to Jordan River. Our desert experience will tell us that we are not alone. Nowhere to run. That will help us to realize people around us really keep us in wilderness, though they make us feel deserted sometimes with their attitude towards us, but not so. Nothing can be worse than the desert where I am. That desert experience will help us. We will be able to see a different world around us now in that state of desert experience. That is what preparing the way for the Lord, way of the Lord. Make his paths straight. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.